Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing Get Your Ex Back, Part 2. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing Get Your Ex Back, Part 2. So this is the second part of a mini-series that I'm doing to help you try and get your ex back if you have been dumped. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back, but if you do everything right, then you will increase your chances of success. And that's what this mini-series is all about. It's about trying to give you the advice to increase the possibility of you achieving success and getting your ex back if you have been dumped. So in part one of this mini-series, we were discussing how you can try and protect your value from dropping any lower. If you are a dumpee, if you have been dumped, then your level of romantic emotional attraction that your ex feels for you will be very low. Your ex, the dumper, will see you as a low-value individual, and they will have a low level of romantic emotional attraction for you. And this is important to understand because the only chance you have of getting your ex back is by raising that level of romantic emotional attraction in their eyes. And when it hits a certain high point, that is when your ex will contact you. And when your ex contacts you, this is when you can try to rebuild your connection and start a new relationship with your ex on a much stronger foundation. But I'm getting ahead of myself here, and I was letting you know a little bit about what part three will include. The final part of this mini-series, we'll be discussing what to do if and when your ex makes contact with you. So if you're interested in completing the mini-series, please make sure that you subscribe and you ring the bell for notifications so you are notified when I upload part three. But part one, as I said, was discussing how you can protect your value from dropping any lower. You've been dumped. Your ex sees you as a low-value individual. You certainly don't want this level of romantic emotional attraction dropping any further. That could mean it drops so low that your ex will never be able to gain enough attraction to be interested in contacting you again. So it's so important to stop the rot. And that's what part one was all about. But today's part two, and in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how you can actually grow the level of romantic emotional attraction in your ex's mind. And this, as I've just said, will take you towards part three. And if your ex reaches that necessary level, they will make contact. And part three will all be about what to do if and when your ex contacts you. So in today's podcast, we are trying to learn how you can grow the level of romantic emotional attraction in your ex's mind. You need to move from a low value individual to a high value individual. But how can you do this if you've been dumped? Well, this all comes from self-improvement. So I believe that you should be going through self-improvement every single day. You need to be a better person today than you were yesterday, and a better person tomorrow than you are currently today. We need to be aiming to become a version 2.0 of ourselves. We need to be reaching as close to our full potential as possible. If you think back to when you originally attracted your ex, you was version one. That was version one of yourself. You attracted your ex, and you possibly could have attracted some other people as well. If you can become a version 2.0 of yourself through self-improvement, you will be increasing the size of your attraction net, and therefore you'll be attractive to more people and increase the possibility of your ex being attracted to you once more if and when they make contact. It's so important to understand that if you get to the stage of when your ex contacts you, that is because the level of romantic emotional attraction has hit a certain high point, but you still need to do the work. And you can really be hitting them with this double whammy effect. If they've reached out to you, then that means their interest level is already increasing, because you have implemented my version of a no-contact rule and the hints and tips that I'm about to go through in today's podcast. But if they then start to speak with you once more and understand and realise that you're a better person in every single way than they remember, that is the double whammy effect. It's the 1-2. They're already intrigued. And now you are really making them feel like, wow, what on earth has happened to my ex? They're a better person in every single way. So it's so important to go through the self-improvement so that you can become a version 2.0 and really reattract your ex if and when they contact you. But they're not going to contact you if the level of romantic emotional attraction is still low. So how can you grow it? So you're going through the self-improvement every single day. It doesn't matter whether it is as simple as learning something minor within your skill set, or whether it's something major that maybe you have to join a new college course for. It doesn't matter. As long as you're improving every single day, small things add up to become big things, and big things can become huge. So you might be learning how to change a car tire. You might be learning a new language. You might be learning how to cook something new. You might be doing a new course at college, which will enable you to get a higher paid job. You might be pushing forward in a creative sense, in an academic sense, in a skill set sense. You might be really wanting to focus on your personality. You might be going to counseling. You might be trying to understand what personality traits you have which negatively affect a relationship and what you can do to become less jealous, less needy, and less negative in general. All of these things and more are self-improvement. Whatever it is that you can become a better person about, you need to be doing. And as mentioned a moment ago, this might involve you joining a class. It could involve you joining a club or a group. Whatever it is, you need to be pushing forward. And the advantage of joining a class, group or club is that you will be mixing with new people. And this can be very helpful for when you are trying to grow the level of romantic emotional attraction in your ex's mind. So when you're going through self-improvement, the key is to understand that the likelihood is your ex will find out about this naturally. It's amazing how exes will start to hear about these things through the grapevine. They just naturally tend to find out about things. It's certainly not the case, but you need to contact them and tell them. Remember, please implement my version of the no contact rule and don't reach out to your ex unless they contact you first. So you're thinking, well, how on earth will my ex find out? Well, you might have friends of friends. You might have casual acquaintances, but know both of you. But there is another key of how you can let your ex know without actively telling them, and that is social media. So even if you're not connected with your ex on social media, if you post on social media, your friends and family will see this. And once again, there is a possibility that things will filter back to your ex. So if they're connected with you on social media, yes, of course, they will see it. And even if they're not, there is still an excellent chance that they will one day hear about these things. So whatever you are doing, whatever achievements you are making, post them online. Whether you have joined a new club, group or class, whether you have learned something creative, maybe you have learned how to draw, learned how to paint, post the picture, post the photo online. Maybe you've learned how to drive, post the photo of your driving examination qualification. Whatever this situation is, you can post something about it. Now, you don't want to make things obvious that you're aiming them at your ex. You want to be just putting them out into the world. Maybe you are focusing on health and fitness. And we spoke about this in part one of this mini series. Health and fitness is key to self-improvement. So all of a sudden, if you have lost some weight, if you're looking good, take a photo of yourself, make sure you're looking your best, post it online. These things will all showcase as self-improvement. Whatever you achieve, put it online. So if you've decided to join a club, group or class, you will also be mixing with new people, and this can really help your cause because of social proofing. Social proofing is the concept that if lots of people think a certain thought pattern, we are more likely to be influenced by that. So imagine the situation, you've joined a new club, group or class. Maybe it's a fitness class. Maybe you are learning a new language. Maybe you've decided that you want to become a scientist and you have started a biology course. Whatever the case is, you've joined this new club, group or class and you're mixing with new people. And as you get to know one another, you will likely be invited out on social gatherings. And this is an excellent opportunity for photos and information to be posted on social media, with the advantage being that you're going to be with new people that your ex probably doesn't know. So if and when this gets back to your ex, that you are mixing with new people, this will make your ex think a few different things within their mindset. It could be consciously, it could be subconsciously, but they will start to feel that you are somebody of importance, because subconsciously in particular, if you are seen with other people having fun in photos on a social event, this will come across as you being the type of person that other people want to spend time with. And if that is the case, if that's showcased in photo form or in videos, then your ex is going to be thinking, well, maybe they're not that bad a person. You know, if these people think they're a good person to spend time with, then maybe they are. Maybe I was wrong. You know, they look happy being with them. And this can all happen within your ex's mindset. They don't even always know they are thinking this. Additionally, your ex will probably be thinking, wow, you know, there is a new air of confidence about my ex. Because you've got to remember, the last memory that your ex probably had of you was during the breakup, when you no doubt got upset and you would not have been at your most confident. You would probably have felt a very low level of self-esteem right then, and you wouldn't have been showcasing your best side. Whereas in these photos or videos that you're probably now sharing due to you going out with friends, but you're making friends with through the clubs, groups and classes, you'll be looking your best, you'll be having fun, and your ex will think to themselves, well, not only are people happy to spend time with them and looking happy, but my ex is looking really, really confident. I'm looking good. And wow, this is interesting. And this counts as social proofing. So if this is going on, this is going to really start to intrigue your ex. And it's going to start growing the value in their mind. Somebody who is a high value individual will be going on their own journey. And that is exactly what you're doing. Your ex will be thinking, well, who are these new people? You know, my ex, the dumpy, has gone out and met these new people. I don't know who they are. I don't know how they found them. I've heard that they've joined some new type of club. And I just never saw that coming. I never thought my ex would join a club. And now they've joined a club and they're hanging around with these people. Everybody's looking happy and fine. And wow, my ex is looking good in these photos. All of these things really start to pull on your ex's heartstrings, and they start to raise the level of romantic emotional attraction that your ex feels for you. The dumper will begin to feel intrigue towards the dumpy, and this is crucial for if and when the dumper will ever make contact for the dumpy. There has to be that level of intrigue. So as I said, it doesn't even matter if the dumpy is not connected to the dumper on social media. These things have a magic way of filtering through back to your ex. They just always do. So if you post it online, friends of friends, people are likely to spread the word. Oh, have you seen so-and-so? They're looking so great and they're out and about and they're having a lot of fun. And when your ex finds out about this, they will be intrigued. And this pulls on their heartstrings. It pulls on their intrigue. It even starts to pull on their jealousy sometimes, depending on what they see. It's so important to not make things obvious when you're posting online. If you were somebody who never posted on social media, don't go overboard. Just start by doing one post a week, but just showcase that self-improvement. That is key. That is the starting point. And then if and when you're mixing with new people, post that as well. So if you're doing self-improvement that does not involve you joining a club, group or class, you can still mix with new people. There are plenty of ways to make new friends and to grow your social circle. You can even spend time with acquaintances, friends you haven't seen in a while, or family members, and do the same thing. Post the photos online. Your ex might not even know these people, and the same effect will take place. It's really important to understand that self-improvement is something you need to be carrying on throughout. You're starting it now and you're not going to stop. This isn't something you're just doing to try to get your ex back. You are going to do this as a new life process. If you mix with new people, if you join a new club, group or class, an additional benefit is that you might find somebody better than your ex. I always say happiness is about feeling happy. It doesn't matter whether you get your ex back or if you find somebody new. Happiness is feeling happy. That's all that matters. And you might think to yourself, I only want my ex back. Nobody will ever compare to them. But trust me, you never know what's around the next corner. And you could quite easily find somebody who ticks even more boxes than your ex did. So imagine that situation. Initially, you're doing this with the concept in your mind of trying to get your ex back. And ultimately, you think to yourself, you know what? This person I've met, I really, really like. And I actually want to spend more time with them. And this could grow into a relationship you never thought possible. The final part of today's podcast that I want to go into is on this point of possibly meeting new people. I highly suggest you join online dating platforms. Online dating doesn't have to be expensive. There are plenty of quality free platforms. Join them. Post new photos of yourself looking your best. Mention in your profile all of the things that you are doing. And if you're going through self-improvement, you should have things to put. Make yourself sound as interesting as possible with your hobbies and things that you're trying to achieve. If you do this, you'll be speaking to new people. This will take your mind off your ex. And you will get to the stage where you actually enjoy some conversations. You might not think it's possible, but trust me, if you do it enough, then you will. You might even decide you want to meet somebody, and then who knows? It's very, very important that you push forward with your life. In this second part of the mini-series, I wanted to get across that trying to get your ex back has to be about you moving forward with your life. You move forward with your life and you increase the chance of one day getting your ex back. But more importantly, you increase the chance of feeling happiness again. It's win-win for you. You will either get your ex back or you will find somebody even better. So make sure you are pushing forward on your journey of self-improvement. Join me in part 3 when I'll be letting you know about what to do if and when your ex contacts you, if you want to try to get them back after you have been dumped. It's so important to understand part 1 and part 2 of this miniseries first to get to the stage of if and when your ex might contact you, because if they do, you now are in a much better position for how you can regrow your connection and build a relationship on a stronger foundation. Remember to subscribe and to ring the bell for notifications so that you are notified of when I upload the final part of this miniseries. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get them back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.